I think we've got Miss Barbara Ray on the line with us. So Cindy got it set up, so I just kind of walked in. So we'll see if this is Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara, how are you?
I am wonderful.
Well, good, good. And did you have a good New Year's?
Yes, I did. I had a healthy year, so that was that started the year off good.
Now, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Like everybody else, I want to lose some weight.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a common one, for sure. And I hope to do that one, too. It's not a resolution. My resolution is not to make a New Year's resolution.
Planning with the garden is to expand my butterfly garden, put more plants in it, and I did enjoy it last year so much. I added a new butterfly garden, and it was my daily delight to take the golf cart and just sit in the golf cart and watch the butterflies. It was very calm and peaceful, and I knew they were. I was increasing the pollinators, so I felt like I had done something very good by putting that garden in.
Exactly, and I know as a gardener, as someone who pays attention to this stuff, the pollinators, you can't understate how important they are, can we?
No, they really are, and some see them as only bugs, but the bees and the butterflies, and the hummingbirds, there's so many pollinators that we don't think about as pollinators, but we really need that to have seed production and to create the next generation of plants.
Yep, and the way you do pesticides and things like that, it's important to keep that in mind too, and be as friendly as you can to our pollinators, because it's extremely, extremely important.
Yes, if you spray early in the morning and late, very late or dark, it seems that the pollinators come out when the temperatures are warmer. I always felt like if I sprayed something, it should be after 3 or 4 o'clock and later if possible, and let it sit on the plant.
Okay.
And this will help tremendously. But I have aged, and I've looked at the struggling bee population. I'm very fortunate on my farm that I have a strong population of our native mason bee, and that's a little black bee that doesn't make honey, but they sure pollinate my plants. And I seem to be putting up little mason houses that have little pieces of cane in it that they can lay their eggs.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, you mentioned New Year's resolutions and maybe losing weight. Well, eating right is an important part of that, and the fresh vegetables, and you can do a lot, take care of a lot of that growing your own, can't you?
Yes, you can. As I looked over my notes of the year, always in January, I go back over and I try to look. I kind of jot down when I'm asked questions. And this year, with the price of vegetables and fresh fruits and different things going up sky high and increasing, it used to be seasonally, it would increase from one year to the next a little bit, but now it's, you go in the grocery, and it's increasing monthly. And I'm getting many questions from people who have never gardened, and they want to start a garden, but they don't know where to start. Where do I start to grow vegetables? And I tell them that there's about a 6-step plan that can get you started and save you a lot of work that by trial and error. By starting out, you have to decide, do I want to invest the time in having a garden? Because you have to put time in that garden. Do you have time to spare? Can you work in the evening for an hour or so? Can you work on the weekend? and do the major chores. But you have to decide, am I going to devote the time to it that it takes to take care of it?
And the six steps to getting started, I know one thing that I have done in the past is maybe you think too big and you think you need a decent-sized garden. It doesn't take too much if you're just taking care of yourself and just your own family.
A family of four, you can feed adequately on a 20 by 40 spot. But if you don't have a 20 by 40 spot to devote to growing food, you can take and buy a plastic container, punch holes in the bottom, put a bag of potting soil in, and you can grow, sow some beans, some lettuce, the microgreens, things that are very healthy for you. And if you're a lazy gardener, and sometimes I'm a lazy gardener, you take a bag of potting soil, place it on the top of the ground, you poke holes in one side, flip it over, and cut out the top and plant the seeds directly into the plastic and the soil that's in the what's left of the plastic bag. And you can harvest lettuce in a short period of time.
Now, when's the best time to get started on a garden, Barbara?
Well, we talked about the six steps. We're in zone 7A and 7B here in our local area. We're in those two zones. And what that is our winter temperatures are going to be a 7A is from 0 to 5 degrees is what they say is our lowest temperature. And a 7B is from 5 to 10 degrees. And parts of Marshall County around the Clarks River are in Zone B. And that zoning has just changed something about the water and low-lying areas around the Clarks River has made the temperature go up a little bit. But you need to find your zone, because the seed packets will tell you when to plant on that seed pack. But our steps is you have to make a plan to, as I said earlier, to have a garden and give it the time. And you have to choose a location. That's your second step. You want to choose growing vegetables. You want to put it in full sun. That's very important. And you want to have you need to plan so that your rows are north and south. So as sun comes up, it goes over the plants get the maximum light and sunlight. And you want to have your rows running north and south. Your step three is make a plan. Decide what you want to grow. You want to choose a site that is north and south. You want to have water source nearby. And this is one of the biggest mistakes that beginning gardeners make. They put that garden where they think it looks good, and they don't think, when we have our summer temperatures, how am I going to get water out to that garden? How am I going to water those plants when we don't have rain and our dry summer hits, but they need a drink? Think about your how to get water. You make your paper design and be sure water's on there. If you're trying to water, say, 10 or 15 tomato plants, and you're carrying gallon milk containers to the garden with water in it, that gets old fast. So water is one of our first considerations that we should make. Like, we need water in that garden, and that's important. Step four is prepare the soil. We've got to work on that soil. And I recommend a soil test so that you know what to add to the garden to make the soil fertile and produce, because this is what your family's going to eat. Five, you buy seeds. And again, I'm hearing that certain vegetable seeds, not as much flower seeds, but vegetable seeds are going to be in a shorter supply in 2024. And you're up to selecting tools. You have to have a few tools that are necessary for the garden. But most people walk in and they look at that wall of tools and they think, what am I going to buy? What do I need? Mm-hmm. What would I use? And they pick up things that they'll never use again in the garden. You need a garden rake. You need a shovel. You need a hoe. You need a digging fork. You need a trowel to dig to plant with. And I didn't say many tools at all. A pair of gloves is one thing that I feel is necessary. But it's just amazing how many tools, and I'm guilty, I have of hanging in that spot where I keep the tools that I never use. I never use them. I mean, I've got a favorite shovel. I've got a favorite hoe. I've got a digger that I've used it so much that the coating worn off of the tip. Mm-hmm. But that's my go-to list of tools that we need to keep on hand. And as you can see, planning into this garden takes some time. And if you follow these six steps, it'll take a lot of the guesswork out. And my gardening experience came from my failures, what not to do next. Talk to someone who has a garden. Visit their garden. See what's working for them and is successful. And you have to have patience when you have a garden. If you want to get out there and start that dirt garden too early, you have to wait till the soil gets warm. Take bell peppers. They want a warm soil to germinate if you're planning doing direct planting. And do some reading. I have a tendency to grow too many plants, but if we eat 3 pounds of potatoes a week, say on average, if we have we eat potatoes, most Americans eat potatoes, and we eat 12 pounds in a month, then we have to have 144 pounds per year. So we'll need to have to plan how many potatoes are going to produce about 150 pounds for one person. So you have to do planting in a garden. And there's an excellent book at the extension office that is free. And you go in and you ask them. And if you ask for it, tell them Barbara said to pick up the book. And they'll know that you're wanting to grow a garden, and they'll help you and give you advice. And it has how to lay out the rows, how many seeds to plant for a family of four. And it takes a lot of the guesswork out of this. And you will succeed if you follow the steps that I've given you and the steps in that book. It's an excellent source for beginning gardeners.
That's very interesting. All right, Barbara, we're going to get to a quick break. And we'll come back and talk some more with Miss Barbara Ray right after this.